Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You know, folks, I am a free market guy. I believe in capitalism. I believe good, bad, and ugly, warts and all, I believe that capitalism is the best form of helping people to get what they to follow their dream, to be self-determined. I think it's the best form of support for liberty in the world, and that's how I feel. I believe that with all my heart, every fiber of my being. And so, and the only time that I really go after politicians, specifically when I actually maybe call them by name, is when they do something that, in my opinion, is detrimental to capitalism, to the free market economy, and to liberty, and to self-determination. And so this is one of those times. And you know, I have not been specific. I've given Mr. Obama, President Obama, some advice in the past, some things that I thought that he should consider doing that would be better for the country. But I'm calling him out on something today, on something that I'm really disgusted with him about something he did this week. And this was the way he announced the what I consider to be nothing more than a political shakedown, an extortion of five large banks with regard to the foreclosure issue. It's the bank settlement that attorneys generals made with the president. With the administration. Now, nobody is going to... I'm the last person in the world to defend these big banks. You know how I feel about some of their practices. But and did they do some things wrong? Maybe so. But the issue here is should the government come in, should the administration and these attorneys general come in and shake down these banks to go back and rewrite contracts, and to give money to this person or that person, to take money from one group and give money to another group, in my opinion, for nothing more than political reasons. Now, let me tell you why, let me give you an example of why this is nothing more than a political exercise. When President Obama talked about all the reasons why we're in this financial situation we have right now, he traced it all the way back to greedy bankers. He did mention the homeowners who had some complicity in this. But the loan originators and the bankers and the investment guys on Wall Street, and again, you know how I feel about those guys too. But never once in his list of culprits, of co-defendants in this housing issue, this mortgage mess that we've gotten ourselves into, never once did he mention the complicity of the federal government. The Community Reinvestment Act is about 35 to 40 years old. But sometime a while back, the government doubled down on the Community Reinvestment Act and started demanding, putting extra pressure on banks to loan money to low-income people. That was the fount. That was the headwater of all the problems that we have right now. The government required banks to loan more money to these people. Therefore, more loans were available. Therefore, more mortgages could be securitized. Therefore, it gave more of an opportunity for people to demonstrate their greed. And a lot of people did a lot of bad things to get to the point where we had the collapse in 2008. But the headwater of all of that, The fount of all of those problems was the government's demand on banks through a doubling down on the Community Reinvestment Act, enforcing banks to make more mortgage loans to low-income people, people who couldn't qualify, couldn't justify, didn't have the income, or the ability to pay the mortgages that they were getting. The president left that out. And in my opinion, Mr. President, that was wrong. If you were going to be fair about this, you should have mentioned who was the original culprit in the housing problem, the federal government. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.